You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The first of BART's new train cars were supposed to roll out this week. At least that's what we were told back in October. Now it's going to be by the end of November, or maybe the middle of December. KELW's Eli Wertschafter is here in studio with me with an update on what BART calls the fleet of the future.
So, Eli, let's start with this question. Why is BART getting new cars?
Well, BART has the oldest cars of any train system in the country. The design has been basically the same since President Nixon rode them when they were first launched in 1972. Mm-hmm. So they're getting old. They're expensive to maintain. They're noisy. They can't handle the number of riders BART has today. Mm. The new fleet is meant to deal with those problems and give a big update to the computer software that controls the trains, too.
Okay, so you have seen these new cars.
I have.
What do they look like?
Okay, well, a few of these cars were delivered to BART last year. They've been testing them. They've been making modifications since then, so no riders yet. But In October last year, I went to check them out at one of the first public showings. Let me set the scene for you, Hannah.
Ooh.
It's a rainy Sunday morning. I'm at the MacArthur Station in Oakland, And the new train is sitting on the track. Despite the rain, big crowds lining up to see it, including a lot of parents bringing their kids. Mm. There's a man in a BART uniform handing out little squeeze toys in the shape of the new BART cars.
There you go, young man. BART time! BART time!
Were you excited to come here this morning?
Yeah!
So the biggest visible difference with the new cars is that there are three sets of doors. In addition to the two sets of doors we're used to, there's a third entrance in the middle.
Okay.
That should make it easier to board more quickly.
Okay, so these people who came to check out the new trains, what were their reactions?
They were excited. I met two women from San Francisco who had come to Oakland for brunch and decided to postpone their brunch plans after they realized that they could see the new trains first. This is Cole Brennan.
So yeah, it looks a lot smoother, more modern. Even more futuristic, is that possible?
So the old trains were like Jetsons futuristic. Uh-huh. These new trains feel like the 2017 future we actually live in because there are screens everywhere.
Mm.
The new trains have digital displays showing the BART map and where your train is on the map.
Uh-huh.
And you know, look, it's so hard on the trains we're used to have any idea where you are and where you're going. 40 years after BART went into service, it's very common to see train systems with digital maps inside, and now BART is finally catching up.
Okay, so something else that's changed in the last 40 years is how many people ride BART. So are the new cars set up to handle these bigger crowds?
Yeah, the new cars feel a lot more spacious. There are fewer seats, but there's more standing room. Cole from San Francisco was happy to find out there are a lot more handles to hold on to if you're standing up.
I can reach it.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2", so this is pretty exciting that I can reach the handles. Before, it was oftentimes I had to hold on to other people or pray or, you know, find a spot against a wall or something.
How about wheelchair access?
There are two spaces for wheelchairs, same as in the old cars.
Okay.
But unlike in the old cars where wheelchair users could find a spot by any door, in the new design, the wheelchair spaces are only by the center doors. And Marilyn Golden, who's a senior policy analyst with the Disability Rights Education and Defense Fund, has some concerns about that design. She told me she's worried that if the cars are at all full, it'll be very hard for wheelchair users to maneuver in from either of those two side doors.
Right. So what will the rollout of the new cars look like? Will they change overall at once, or what will happen?
No. It's going to be very gradual. Okay. The whole process is planned to take 6 years.
Mm.
BART plans to add 150 cars each year until the current fleet has been slowly replaced with the new fleet. So by 2022, The old fleet of 669 cars should be replaced by 775 new cars, a few more. BART says they'd like to increase that to more than 1,000, but haven't yet found the money for it.
Okay.
The first 10 cars are supposed to go out before the end of this year, but that's been delayed and delayed over and over again.
Why? What has caused all these delays?
It's mostly been problems with a part of the electrical system, which is built by Mitsubishi. And early on, BART was testing one of these cars on a test track, and the electrical system fritzed out, and the train slowly derailed off the track.
Ugh.
So, you know, we want to be careful with these. There's been other issues besides that electrical system. Like, there was a problem where the trains didn't stop on the black lines where they were supposed to.
Mm.
All in all, BART made more than 2,900 modifications to the test cars that were sent out. That was according to Jim Allison, a BART spokesperson.
So, okay, then let them take their time.
And the latest delay, the reason we can't ride a new train this week, mm-hmm. is because during a recent test run with state regulators, the doors failed to open. BART says they've got a fix for these problems. They just need to run the state tests one more time.
Okay, so let's talk money. What's the cost of this project?
Over $2.5 billion total for the whole project, which comes out to $3.5 million per car.
Hmm.
A lot of that is paid for by Measure RR, which is the bond measure that Bay Area voters passed last year.
Okay, and has the cost gone up because of all these delays? And who's paying for that?
Jim Allison from BART told me that their costs for the project haven't gone up at all. The company that's making the cars is called Bombardier. They're based in Quebec, and they assemble the cars in New York. Bombardier didn't respond to my inquiry in time, but BART says if there are any cost overruns, Bombardier will pay for them.
All right, so one more time, when can we actually ride them?
Before December 15th this year, BART officials are saying. But don't hold your breath for, like, some dramatic change overnight, Hannah. It's just starting with 10 new cars in the whole system. If you want to ride one, you have to get lucky or just ride on BART a lot.
Okay.
It will be 3 or 4 years before the majority of cars are new. Until then, we'll still be living with the fleet of the past.
Fleet of the past. Thank you, Eli.